Blackstone Audio presents The Sharing Knife, Horizon, by Lois McMaster Bujold. Chapter 1. The downtown day market was in full spate. Fawn's nostrils flared at the strong smells. Fish, clams, critters with twitching legs like giant crawdads packed in seaweed, frying funnel cakes, boiling crabs, dried fruit, cheeses, piles of used clothing not well laundered, chickens, goats, sheep, horses. Mixed with it all, the damp tang of the River Gray, stretching so wide its farther shore became a flat blur in the winter morning light. The lead-colored water shimmered in silence beyond the bright, busy blot of folks collected under the bluffs that divided Greymouth's uptown from its noisier and, Fawn had to admit, more noisome, riverside. The muddy banks were lined with flatboats at the ends of their journeys, keelboats preparing new starts, and fishing and coastal vessels that came and went more in rhythm with the still 10 miles distant sea than with the river's moods. The streets dodged crookedly around goods sheds, rivermen's taverns, and shacks, all built of dismantled flatboats or, in some cases, not dismantled but drawn ashore intact on rollers by oxen and allowed to settle into the soil. The owners of the latter claimed to be all ready for the next flood that would try and fail to wash the smells and mess of Drowntown out to sea, while Uptown looked down dry-skirted. It seemed a strange way to live. How had she ever thought of the rocky creek at the foot of her family's farm back north as a river? Fawn shoved her basket up her arm.